Okay, the Haftarah of, what are we up to? Aloyscha. Your son's Bar Mitzvah Parasha, okay, very good. So, Herbie's son's Bar Mitzvah Parasha, Haftarah, is in Zechariah Perek Beis. As I mentioned to you last week, this is also the Haftarah of Shabbos Chanukah, one of the famous Haftarahs, Rani V'Simchi. The Nevuah of Zechariah here is, as I've told you, the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. There's just an absolutely beautiful Nevuah, especially for our generation, that precedes this Nevuah. And it, I guess, sets the tone for Rani V'Simchi V'Asiyayim. The earlier Nevuah here in Perek Beis, Pasuk Hey, is where Zechariah sees an image of a man, a Malach. You don't have this in your Chumashim, because this precedes the Haftarah. But he sees in his vision a man with a measuring, a yardstick, a tape measure. Where are you going with your measuring tools? He says, I'm going to measure Yerushalayim. How big is it? How wide is it? That's the first person he sees. In his vision, Zechariah sees a second Nevuah, a second angel going towards the first one. The first one has his measuring tools. And the Navi tells Zechariah, hurry up, get the guy with the measuring stick and tell him as follows. He says, you can't measure Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim is going to be so big, it's going to spread out so far, there are going to be so many people that want to live there, that it's going to spread. It's going to spread beyond what a person could measure. Vani, meaning the Rabbi Nishom, El Yala No Mashem Chai Mas Eish Saviv. There's not going to be any wall around Yerushalayim. It's going to keep on spreading out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the only Chaima, the Chai Mas Eish around it. L'kavayid Eya B'Seicha. So we see this today. I mean, the kiyum of Yerushalayim is just spreading out further and further. And the old city with the wall around it is a speck compared to all the neighborhoods that consider themselves part of Yerushalayim. So that the kiyum of this Nevuah is at least starting. I imagine soon Yerushalayim will reach Bet Shemesh. No? How much longer is it going to take? Reach what? Okay, reach Nariah too. Someone said that Rav Yeshua Soloveitchik was standing by Kikar Shabbos, and someone asked him, where's the Mir Yeshiva? So he said, stand right here, just wait about 10 years, and it'll be here. So, I mean, that's where Rani V'Simchi Basi, and that's where this Nevuah begins, with the beautiful Nevuah about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though Klal Yisrael going into Galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting Klal Yisrael. Yeah, I mentioned to you, the Chag Yischariah Malachi were the last Nevi'im that existed. When the second Beis HaMikdash came together, the second Beis HaMikdash was going to be built, HaKadosh Baruch Hu renewed the Nevuah temporarily. The Malbim says, in case they would be Zaycha, this would be the Gula Shalema, therefore, it was renewed. When I gave the Hakel Shir, I encouraged people to learn. I told them, going to Chag Yischariah Malachi, over the next year, I said, Shuas, but I take it and learn it. So a few people did. So one person came back to me, he said, Shuas, now you learned the whole Chagi. I said, learn it again. I said, why? He said, because there is no Chagi. It's Chagai, it's not Chagi. Chagi, right? So anyway, here we're in Zechariah. Rani v'simchi basiyan, kihinini ba v'shachanti b'sechech no Hashem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving a nevuah. This Rani v'simchi is a nevuah on the Gula Asida, on Yemais HaMashiach. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will come and dwell among you. V'nilvu goyim rabim el Hashem v'yoyim ahu. And in the days of Mashiach, many of the nations of the world will come to attach themselves to Yiddishkeit. V'hoyu li lo'am. And Klal Yisrael will be my nation. The people who come when things are good, I'm not going to be, they can't become part of Klal Yisrael. Here, needs a little bit of explanation. The Navi, in numerous places, talks about in the days of Mashiach, the nations of the world recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and coming streaming to Yerushalayim to attach themselves to Klal Yisrael. And the question is why that's important. It's a little hard to understand. Do we really care? On the Chama is not that we'll be able to show up the Goyim, and at the end that they'll be Maida to the truth of the Rabbi Nishalayim. And it needs a little explanation why Venuvo Goyim Rabim is an important part, not only of Zecharia, but we find it in numerous Nevi'im. It may be the Rambam says that Klal Yisrael is Mis'ava for Yemais HaMashiach, not because of the benefit that we're going to have, not because of any physical benefit we're going to have, but because of Kvayt Shemayim. Because at that time, the Kvayt Hashem, the Kvayt Shemayim will be clear. And perhaps that's the Divinilvu Goyim Rabim, the Haftocha that Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence as the creator of the world will be recognized. We're not talking about Klal Yisrael that we need to be validated. It's more that there'll be a clear Gili Hashem. With Ozi Malei Schaik Pinu is the Simcha of Klal Yisrael. But that's that the fact that the nations of the world, Kibesi Beis Tefila Yikari L'Chalo Amim, that's, is that on the Chama, that the Goyim, do we care? Do we care? Azimala Eschaik Pinu is the joy of Klal Yisrael, and the Eschaik Pinu is meant to be a chizuk now. We have problems now, and we realize that the Navi is saying that someday we'll be able to be a Malei Eschaik Pinu about it. It gets us mechazik. No, excuse me. It's already what? In Olenu, yeah. We talk about Havik Lulu Menoritz. You're right. A pasuk tezayin, v'nochal Hashem es Yehuda chelkoi al admas hakodesh. Literally, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give Yehuda his chelek. The basic mission is in chelek Yehuda al admas hakodesh in Eretz Yisrael. Uvachar oid biYerushalayim. Yerushalayim will once again be renewed as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chosen city. Has kol basam ibnei Hashem ki neyar mimayin kachay, and kol basar, all the nations of the world will be silent in front of Hashem, kinei armim kaim kachai. And here, this is actually a reference, the Malbim explains, to Yecheskel's Nevuah. I mentioned to you in the past that the very end of Yecheskel has first, from Perek Mem to Mem Gimel or Mem Dal, the Bais HaShlishi. And then from Mem Dal to the end, it talks about the Bais HaMashiach and the division of Klal Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael. And it will not be when Mashiach comes that everyone will go back to their Nachla. The way Yeshua divided it, there'll be a new division of Eretz Yisrael, and the Navi describes 13 strips of land that will be the division. So I mentioned to you then that Yecheskel says that that the Levim, us, Shevet Levi, we're going to get a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, even though in the time of Yeshua we didn't. Those are the 13 Chalakim. V'nochal Hashem, what? Time of Yeshua, we didn't get a chelik.
Right? So why? And it's mashma from the Torah.
You're jealous? I'm finally going to get a piece of land. Yeah. The truth is that the Torah seems to be alive. It seems to be alive in the Torah. There's there's a Piskei Tshuva written by, in Poland between the wars. He has a piece about whether there's an Issa Deraisa for a Levi to buy land in Eretz Yisrael, Bisman Hazeh. Because the Torah says lo yinchalu nachalah, that Levim will not have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So apparently it's not so poshut that it's alive. The world didn't have on it's alive. I personally don't own anything in Eretz Yisrael, but Levim and Kayanim do. But what are you going to do? Yecheskel says that this is what's going to be.
They don't own really the land. So it's every 99 years in reverse back to the government.
I don't know about to the government. It's not. It's not
to the
Russian Orthodox Church. It goes back.
No,
it's all right. It's what should I tell you?
That's the answer.
I don't know.
For
sure. But anyway, Tove Yeches. Let's forget about what's going on in Israel. The Greek. I think the Knesset is built on land that belongs to the Russian Orthodox Church. If I'm not mistaken. Okay. Greek. Okay. Anyway, what's the get to Yecheskel? Yecheskel says in the Nevuah that this was going to happen. The Malbim here, he says he wrote the Reis Tawai in Yecheskel, it says that 13th strip is the Mokim HaMikdash includes the place of the Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, and that that area is actually not so much a chelik of Shevet Levi as much as a chelik, as it says here, V'nochal Hashem is Yehuda. Kadosh Baruch Hu to be a chelik of Kedusha, that Yehuda is going to be above that. There's the lowest, the strip that includes Yerushalayim is Nachas, I call it Levi, the Navi calls it Nachas Hashem. Yehuda is north of that. It says Yerushalayim is going to stretch. It says a large number of parsa. In the Malbim brings a certain number of parsa. It's hard to know these numbers if they're meant. I think he says 75 parsa. Very, which is an extremely large area. But whatever there may be, the point is that the Nochal Hashem is Yehuda Chelkoi Alad Vas HaKadosh, according to this, is referring to Yecheskel's Nevuah, which was preceded Zechariah, that when Mashiach comes, there'll be a chelik, the 13th strip is chelik nachlas Hashem, where Levi and Levim and Kainim will be, together with the Mokim HaMikdash. And the Baruch HaRoid be Yerushalayim, and that'll include what's today Yerushalayim. That's the reference to Yemaisa Mashiach. Vayareini as Yeshua HaKayin HaGadol. Okay, now it's a new Nevuah. Yizchariah says, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed me Yeshua Kayan Gadol. I told you in the past that the first Kayan Gadol, the Bayesheni, is Yeshua. To remember, Yeshua is the first in Tanakh. Yeshua is the first, where else? Hosea. I told you to memorize the Treyos, or at least the first one is Hosea. So it's a way to remember it. And the Yeshua Kayan Gadol is the first Kayan Gadol in the Bayesheni. It's Rubavel, Yeshua Kayan Gadol, and Ezra Nehemiah were those who established the Bayis Sheni. Now, Yeshua Gadol here is called the Udmut Salmeyesh. I want to tell you a story. It's not well known. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Perek Chelek, and Daf Tzadik Gimel, I believe. And it tells us the following story, like truth is stranger than fiction. Nebuchadnezzar had a daughter. And there were two Nevi'ei Sheker that wanted to find their way into the house of Nebuchadnezzar. One was named Achav and one was named Tzidkiyo, not related to the kings of the same name. So the Gemara tells us that Achav, this daughter, like Nebuchadnezzar himself, was very enthralled with Klal Yisrael. And Achav said, I have a Nevuah, you should be Mizana with Tzidkiyo. And Tzidkiyo said to this girl, I have a Nevuah, you should be Mizana with Achav. And that was their plan. So this daughter went to Nebuchadnezzar and tattletailed. Apparently wasn't interested in them. So Nebuchadnezzar calls them and he says that, I know that your God is a Sinezima, your God is a Heitznus. So they said, what should we do? We're Nevi'im. And the Rosh Hashanah, God told us. So Nebuchadnezzar said, you know something? I once met three Nevi'im, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. I threw them into a Kibshan Ha'esh, and they walked out alive. If you're Nevi'im, let me try it with you. We'll try the same thing. So they had to think quickly. So they said, yeah, they were three. When you put in three Nevi'im in a shot, so God protects them. But two, we only have two-thirds this chosin. So the Nebuchadnezzar said, okay, pick a third. So they picked Yeshua Kayan Gadol. They picked him as the third. The Gemara says he threw them into the fire. The other two were destroyed. And Yeshua walked out. But his begadim were burnt. His begadim was singed. His clothing, they smelled from fire. So the Nebuchadnezzar, I thought, you know, he'd be amazed. He walks out of a fire. And he says, hey, why your begadim burnt? Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah's begadim were not burnt. What's wrong with you? So he said, well, that's because of the company you threw me in with. You threw me in with these two fellas. So, you know, it was smelly in there. So the fire had kayak. When you throw three tzaddikim, the fire has no kayak. So, Nebuchadnezzar let him go. So the Gemara says that that wasn't the real reason. The real reason was because Yeshua Kayan Gadol had two sons that intermarried, that married Gaisha women. Remember from Sefer Ezra that there were 113 families, 113 men in Eretz Yisrael, then intermarried. They married Goyish women. And two of them were sons of Yeshua Kayan Gadol. And with that setting, let's see what happens here. V'yareinis Yeshua Kayan Gadol oimed lefnei malach Hashem. V'asatan oimed al yeminai l'sitnai. The Satan is the left, right? Gevura is the left and Chesed is the right. So they tied Hasatan oimed on the yamin of the malach. The malach was judging. And it was to the yamin of Yeshua Kagan who was being judged, which was the left of the malach that was appointed to judge. So on his left was the Satan. Vayemer Hashem al Satan, Yigar Hashem b'cha Satan, v'yigar Hashem b'cha habaycha b'Yerushalayim, haloi ze'ud mutzal me'yesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu was goyer, he made a macha against the Satan, who wanted to be mekatrig against Yeshua Kayan Gadol. And he said, leave him alone, because he deserves to be left alone, and leave him alone because I'm a baychi b'Yerushalayim. Haloi zed is Yeshua Kayan Gadol is ud mutzal meyesh. He's like an ud. An ud is a poker. A poker is when you make a fire, you have a stick that you, like when you burn the chametz, you take a stick and you turn it over. So it's a singed piece of wood.
Stir things up, is that what it means?
Yeah, but here, in the context here, it means that Yeshua Kayan Gadol might be a little burnt, a little affected. But he's a ud mutzal meyesh, yes, chosim. For Yeshua hayalavush begadim tzayin va'im lifnei hamalach. And Yeshua was wearing these dirtied begadim, which is a reference to the fact that he had children that married Gayim. And that was sustained in front of the malach. The Gemara says that Yeshua said, I'm not worthy to be Kayan Gadol. I have such a stain in the family. Vayan, Vayomer Elohimdim Lefan of Leimar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to those standing before him, saying, Hasiru HaBegadim Atzayim Me'olav, remove his dirty begadim, Vayomer Elohim Re'ei Avarti Me'olecha Avaynecha, V'habesh Oysecha Machlotzais. And his begadim were renewed. His begadim were renewed. So there are two understandings here in the Mefarshim. One is that, if you remember, in the end of the Perek in Ezra, the 113 who intermarried all sent away their non-Jewish women and wives. At the end, they all did tshuva. After Ezra's effort, they all did tshuva, and they sent away their non-Jewish wives. So that would be the best pshat, the easiest pshat, in Hasiru HaBegadim Atzayim Me'olav, that his children did tshuva. However, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that despite the fact that his children intermarried and that there's a taina on parents when the children misbehave, but not in times of upheaval in the world. When there's upheaval in the world, so the effects of the world have an effect on people, and you can't hold them guilty for it. They say b'shem many. I don't know who's the original author of the Vart about how. Somebody was very tzibrachin, he came to the Satmar Rebbe after the war, about the fact that his children were off the derech. And he said that, there's a saying in English, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. The parent, it's a parent's achrayis. So you tell them it's true, but not during a storm. When there's a storm, the apple falls far from the tree. He said, in a time of upheaval in the world, it's not the same. So that Yeshua was not considered guilty. He's not necessarily guilty in the misdeeds of his children. What? Yitzchak? Yeshua Kayan Gadol, I'm talking about. Oh, Yishmael.
Yeah.
It's true. The Gemara says that that it's from the secrets of the Rabbi Neshal Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wraps Neshamas Deloi Ma'ilim and Neshamas Demailim, Neshamas Demailim and Neshamas Deloi Ma'ilim. The Gemara says, he after brings Bechizkiyahu HaMelech, that he had Menashe, it says, the Navi Yeshaya told him that don't mix into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Seidais. From the Seidais of Hashem is that he's Kairach Nafshi Demailim and Nafshi Deloi Ma'ilim, and reverse. And that's true. So at any rate, tomorrow's Haftarah, so begins with a nevuah regarding Yemais HaMashiach and goes into this nevuah. How does it come to Parshas Balaischa? Because we haven't gotten to it yet, but we have the automated menorah at the end of the Haftarah. Fascinating. It always bothers me that Haftarah ends before the whole description. It's the most incredible automated menorah. If you learn Zechariah and don't stop with Haftarah ends, it's supposed to get you interested and you sit down finishing. Incredible. It's the olive trees. And the olive trees are positioned over some type of machine. This is all in Zechariah. And the olives get ripe, they fall into this machine. And this machine squeezes out the oil. And at the other end, it trips out and straight into the menorah, and the fire is burning. Automated menorah. It's meant to say that, be my Mashiach, there won't be Yetzirah stopping us. Everything will go in an easy way. Okay, that's the Haftarah for now. I guess next week, Monday and Thursday, Mitzvah Hashem. Tuesday, I have a wedding, I think.